He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Monday, April 20th, and over the weekend, the Texans hosted their Texans cheerleader tryouts. They whittled the group down to 42 girls, and these girls will be performing on Saturday at the draft party where fans can vote on the final Texans cheerleader squad. Now, it was a pretty exciting weekend of tryouts, and you can catch all of the action on HoustonTexans.com. And the big news of the day? Linebacker D'Amico Ryans has returned to Reliance Stadium. He is working out with the team for the first time in several weeks. Yes, D'Amico Ryans took some time off to work out some contract issues, but now he's letting his agent handle that, and he is back working out with the team. I caught up with D'Amico after his first workout with Ray Wright, and here's what he had to say. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is linebacker D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico, you're back at Reliance Stadium. How does it feel to be working out with the team?
It feels great just to be back here with my guys, be there with my teammates. It's fun to walk in the building and just see all smiling faces, and it's just a warm welcome back. And I really appreciate the guys, for the warm welcome.
So did you miss them?
Oh yeah, I definitely miss the guys. And I was out in Arizona just working out pretty much by myself, so it's fun to be around the guys, and I missed them a lot, so it's fun to be back here and just hang out with my teammates, guys I know I'm going to go to battle with.
Well, I heard that they had a welcome back sign for you in the locker room, something to the effect of welcome back, Captain Miko.
Yeah. I guess Ray had the sign, welcome back, Captain Miko. Just put a big smile on my face. It's good, like I said, it's good to be back, and it's back home. It's just coming home, and it's fun to be back, and excited to get back and start working out with the team. That's it.
Well, like you said, you were in Arizona working out. Talk about the program that you were doing there and how it compared to what you did last year.
It was a little different workout out in Arizona. Ray's new program is going well. I like the new things that he's done. Changed the weight room around a little bit. I was a little lost when I walked in there for a second, but it's a very good program. I think he's doing a good job. A great opportunity for him. Working out with him again. He's been training for the past 2 years, so it's fun to see him in the position that he's in now and just working his way up. So happy for him, and I know we're going to have a great program. It's awesome.
Well, last year you got really big during the offseason. Well, you knew you were lifting a lot, so how does your body feel this season compared to last year?
I feel a little better. I'm leaner. This past offseason, get off the junk food a lot. I'm feeling a lot better, and look forward to this. I'm not gonna get as big this year. Try to keep my weight down a little bit so I can just run around a lot more and just make plays.
Now, did you pay attention to the Texans' offseason moves, like the signing of Cato June?
Right, I paid attention to all the moves. I actually worked out with Cato today. Me, Cato, OD worked out today. Good guy, fits right in well, and I think we do a good job of going out and get guys that they feel right at home when they come into our locker room. That's the most important part, is getting guys that do well with other guys. It's like one big family here, so it's a very good fit. And also, made Antonio, he's another great fit. So we got some good additions. We just see how it all pans out on the field.
Be exciting for that front seven with those two additions.
Oh yeah, it's gonna help us out a lot. A guy like Antonio, supposed to be a good pass rusher. We can get him opposite Mario. Cato to fit in with the linebacker core. I think our front seven will be a lot better.
Now there's also a lot of talk in the draft about the Texans maybe drafting an outside linebacker. You paid attention to that pre-draft talk?
No, not much, but yeah, I heard speculate about getting an outside linebacker. We'll see this Saturday, what happens. That's one thing about the draft, going through that process, you never know what's going to happen. So, if you can get a great player in the first round, outside linebacker, we'd love to have him.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Ball time.